Let's talk about solutions. What are some of those put forward, especially ones that might be politically palatable?
Yeah, so the politically palatable part of that is a bit of a challenge because they're not all very politically palatable at all. That's a real like little pop, pop, pop. The experts I spoke to brought up things like inheritance tax. So Australia did used to have an inheritance tax, but we don't currently have an inheritance tax. There are different ways that can take shape, but there is an argument that that is kind of a morally just tax to prevent the worst excesses of wealth being passed on and really kind of accumulated within certain family lines. The other things were reform of superannuation. So superannuation, everyone accrues it over their lifetime, but obviously some at a very much higher rate. And so perhaps some limitations on that, the extent that you get a tax preferred mechanism for saving and passing down wealth. So Dr. Ken Henry, who'd been involved in developing superannuation at its origins, said to me that they had not anticipated at the time that this would become a vehicle for passing down wealth. And yet it has. And so some reform of superannuation, as the federal government has already attempted to do, is something that was pretty universally agreed upon as a lever that we could pull. More controversially is property tax reform. So the government is already looking at capital gains tax, etc. But one of the experts I spoke to proposed something far more radical, taxing the family home, which currently is not taxed and is also most people's primary asset. When he originally proposed this last year, he said the fallout from that proposal was absolutely vicious, endless mail, absolutely vitriolic. So coming for people's family home is not politically palatable at all, but he would suggest is actually one of the more effective mechanisms for champing down on that huge wealth generation and then passing down.
It gets tricky, I guess, when people have wealth, letting go of it becomes a really politically challenging thing to argue. Just briefly, how much time did you get a sense that we have to turn the corner before anger really boils over in Australia?
No one gave me a kind of countdown clock to revolution, basically. However, there is a sense that things are shifting. So we're at this point where we know what's coming, we know the challenges that we'll pose, and we have an opportunity to act. So the time for action is really now. The appetite for reform and the political will for reform is probably as good as it will get before we enter into an era of grievance.
Selena, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thanks, Regid. Always good to talk to you.
That was Deputy Features Editor Selena Ribeiro. You can find the whole series by searching The Age of Inheritance on Guardian Australia. We've also linked the latest pieces on the full story page. This episode was produced by Miles Herbert. Sound design and mixing by Daniel Simo. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts, including on Spotify. I'm Regid Ahmed. See you soon.